Did you have one of those weapons that you made out of a forked stick? Take a forked stick and...
Nigger shooter?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yes, I had them bean shooters and nigger shooters.
Where did you get the rubber bands for those?
Well, I bought them at the right drugstore at Chandler. Where I got my first one. I got four bands about a half inch wide for a nickel. A
dozen eggs, huh?
And then cut them in two and made two nigger shooters out of them. Tie them on the forked stick with a string.
Mm-hmm. How about, excuse me?
We'd have a slingshot. We'd take a piece of leather and cut a little diamond-like outfit out of them and go and put a string in each end of it. Loop in the end of one string, go with the finger, and the other one just hold it and put a rock in it and sling it overhead and give it a turn this loose end loose and throw it off.
Did you ever hit anything with one of those?
Oh, I've hit squirrels and I've hit trees.
My goodness.
I couldn't throw them all right.
I had one of those, but it was all I could do to keep from hitting myself.
You didn't turn loose right. Did you? You didn't aim right on with them.
Well, I felt pretty happy if I could just let go.
With a nigger shooter, I never could hit anything with a nigger shooter.
I used to be pretty good with one of those.
I never couldn't shoot them.
Well, I got my rubber bands from an old inner tube.
Oh, in that later year, way later years, I clear a past nigger shooter before the inner tube came out.
Yeah. I tried making one a couple years ago, and I thought, I'm big and strong now, I can cut them about this thick. So I cut them about this thick. It wasn't any good at all. They make the tubes out of butyl rubber, and they don't stretch.
Stretch right now.
Oh, what do you use around the barn for carrying small loads? Do you have one of those things with a wheel in front and two handles?
Just a half a bucket, half a bushel basket of bucket.
Uh-huh.
And, we have bushel baskets too. We've got apples and peaches in.
Well, do you raise fruit?
Not no more.
Did you when you were a boy?
Oh, yes, we had a good orchard here, but it all died out and cost too much to keep it reset.
Uh-huh.
We just let it all go.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you call one of those things with a wheel in front and two handles?
Wheelbarrow.
Uh-huh. What did you use when you were a boy for sharpening axes and things like this?
Grindstone.
One of those big fellas?
Big round sandrock.
Uh-huh.
Ground rock.
Did you have anything that you could carry in your pocket for sharpening a knife?
No, we didn't have no white rocks. We had a size stone to sharpen our size sickles.
Uh-huh.
Or brush size and brush size like that.
Mm-hmm.
We never had a cradle. We had a brush size and a dress size.
That's work, pushing one of those things.
I push a lot, sir.
Oh, what did you do with the wagon wheel when it squeaked?
Grease it.
How did you do this?
Take the wheel off and put the grease on. We'd just pull the wheel off, tilt it out, when you take it off, put the grease back at the big end there, and then shove the wheel back.